Well, it's Women's History Month. Microsoft Encarta, the encyclopedia, feel that it's important enough to merit some pages on their website. One woman on the site, Martha Brockenbrough, says, "What's so special about women's history? And when is Men's History Month?" She adds that the smarty pants answer to that is that every month is Men's History Month. But that's not a satisfactory answer, and women's history deserves more. She is trying to be fair, but she doesn't really have an answer to the question. Anyway, more on her later. The women's history pages include all sorts of artists, scientists, military and political women, many from the time when women were supposedly oppressed. The Trung sisters led a Vietnamese rebellion against the Chinese in AD 39. Catherine the Great waged two great wars against the Ottoman Empire in 1768 and 1787, each lasting over 5 years and extending Russia to the shores of the Black Sea. They mention a number of, all told, the site mentions a number of famous and important women, and Hillary Clinton. They talk also about women's suffrage. They get full marks for mentioning that in the early history of the United States, women from families with owned property could sometimes vote. By implication, since most men did not own property, most men could not vote, while some women could. They also talk about the British suffrage movement. The suffragettes using bombs is mentioned in passing. The two laws that gave women the vote in Britain in 1918 and 1928 are mentioned. They talk about women getting the right to vote in 1918 and getting it made equal to men's rights in 1928. The fact that the majority of men couldn't vote until 1918 seems to have been lost. Indeed, I defy anyone to search the Encarta Encyclopedia for anything about male suffrage. In fact, I don't think there's any very little about getting the vote for men anywhere. Now back to Martha Brockenbrough. She says in the name of equality and the right of women to be just as wicked as men, she presents the stories of 13 women, 8 good and 5 bad. The right to be just as wicked as men? How come we ever hear about that and Catherine the Great when we argue about domestic violence or sexual assault by women against men? Indeed, the right to be as wicked as men? Does that mean the right to be as wicked as me? Why, only the other day I overstayed at a parking meter for more than an hour and got away with it. Perhaps women want to do that too. Anyway, her 5 bad women are Mary Read and Anne Bonny, 2 women pirates who escaped being hung by claiming the pregnancy and then absconding, Mary Malone, Typhoid Mary, who knowingly handled food even though her food gave people typhoid, Ilse Koch, the Nazi concentration camp guard who made lampshades out of human skin, and Countess Nadasi. Countess Nadasi is also known as Elizabeth Bathory and lived in the late 1500s. She is credited with the most individual murders in the history of the human race. Some put her total at 650, although this of course is disputed. After all, who would believe a woman could murder so many? Even the most conservative estimate puts her at the total at several times the combined total of Jack the Ripper, the Boston Strangler, and the Yorkshire Ripper. You may think you've never heard of her, but in actual fact you have. A castle was in a part of Hungary that's immortalized in a fictional work. A castle was in fact in Transylvania. And she is in fact said to be the legend that inspired Bram Stoker's Dracula. You notice, however, the sex of the villain was changed. One man, apparently a distant relative, is hoping to write an opera about her. He says, and I quote, "I don't glorify her. However, I do find her amongst the most ambiguous and complex individuals imaginable. A mother, a countess, a brilliant woman, a wife, polyglot, perhaps bisexual, pagan, Christian, Muslim as the occasion demanded, political, beautiful, shrewd, ruthless, engaging, and the murder of hundreds by her own hand." Apparently, however, he doesn't have enough money to finish the opera. Oh dear, what a pity. Never mind. Anyway, that's just a hint of what's on the Encarta website about Women's History Month. Apparently it suits women, or when it suits them, they can find all sorts of famous and infamous women. Perhaps less than men, but still there. Somehow we still hear about how oppressed they were and how good they are, so they can't commit anything like violence or lie about men committing violence. Personally, I'm still waiting for the Men's History Month.